We are joined today by Beth Dobson, development worker for the Boys Brigade in the northeast of Scotland. Welcome to the 46th, Beth. We would like to ask you some questions about you and your role. What does your role as development worker entail?
Well, thank you for inviting me to come and visit you at 46 Aberdeen. My job as development worker for the Boys Brigade is I have to support the Boys Brigade in the northeast of Scotland. So there are 38 Boys Brigade companies in the northeast of Scotland, and they're all run by volunteers. My job is to support them with whatever they need. Boys Brigade Scotland have got a work plan which focuses on growth, quality and voice, so growing the Boys Brigade, ensuring quality in the Boys Brigade and ensuring that each member in the Boys Brigade has a voice within the organisation. And so I'm to support those three aims in my area.
Do you work all over Scotland?
Well, the area that I've been appointed to support is the northeast of Scotland. So that covers as far north and west as Buckie, and I go along to Fraserburgh, St Combs, down to Peterhead. My furthest company south is Portlethen, and then I have all the companies in between. So there's 38 companies in the northeast of Scotland, but I work with the other members of the Boys Brigade Scotland staff, and they are the headquarters. Do you know where the headquarters are? In Carnvale, in Larbert. So sometimes I do go down there. So I do meet boys and leaders from all across Scotland, but my job role is to work in the northeast of Scotland.
What is your favourite thing about the Boys Brigade?
My favourite thing is all the people that I've met. I've met some amazing leaders and all the children and young people that I've met, and I've found that since I joined the Boys Brigade in January, it's become like my second family. And when I speak to children and young people, they often say it's the friends that they make in the Boys Brigade, and that the Boys Brigade is like a second family for them. And I found that it's become like that for me. So that is my favourite thing. And one of the other things that I think is really important is that every child and young person gets the opportunity to live their life to the full. And so that's another thing that I love. I love it that there's the volunteers in the Boys Brigade are willing to give up their time to support the children and young people in living their life to the full.
What do you like doing in your spare time?
Well, I don't get that much spare time, but when I do get spare time, I like to fill it with as much as I possibly can. So I like running and I like rowing. I like lots of different sports. And I'm teaching myself to play the guitar. So even at my age, I'm trying to learn a new skill. I also like to paint pictures and I love music, and I do my own volunteering. So I volunteer for a radio station. So if I have any like a spare afternoon or a spare day in the weekend, then I go and I do a radio program. And another thing that I like to do is finding new music. So I spend a lot of time listening to new music.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're trying to learn a new skill, and it's never too late to learn new skills, because I know what it's like to learn new skills. It's pretty hard, because currently I'm trying to learn how to drum, and it's been pretty difficult on me.
Oh, wow. We could be a band.
BB band, yeah.
What is your favourite song?
Well, I love music. I think music is one of my passions, and so it's really difficult for me to choose one particular song. I love classical music and I love pop music and rock music. I think coming up to Christmas, especially Christmas hymns, they're one of my favourite musics, and O Come All Ye Faithful is probably my favourite Christmas hymn. But if we're thinking of kind of popular music, I was thinking of a specific song, because I could tell you about 50 songs that I love. I especially liked music from the 1990s. I don't think maybe you were even born in the 1990s. I could tell you about 100 songs that I love from the 1990s. But there's one song in particular by a man called Ron Sexsmith, who is a Canadian singer-songwriter, and it's called Maybe Next Christmas. And I love that because it's a really hopeful song, and it talks about everyone having their own light. And even if sometimes in life your light dims a little bit or something happens and it affects you, that your light will always shine again. And it always makes me think that each one of us does have our own light, and each one of us is meant to shine. And it brings me back to one of the things that I love about the Boys Brigade, is that when you take part in the Boys Brigade, it gives you the opportunity to maybe find the thing that makes you shine and the thing that you absolutely love. And it might be something that you wouldn't have had the opportunity to find out about yourself. And when you find something that you love so much that it just makes you happy, it means that kind of through life you can keep yourself happy. And even when bad things happen and you don't have other people around you maybe who can help you, you've always got something. Like like listening to music is the thing that that can make me happy. But you might find that it's, well, if you're learning the drums, so that might be the thing that makes you happy. So if you're having a bad day, you can go and do some drumming and that'll make you happy again. So, and it's called Maybe Next Christmas. So that's maybe my favourite song.